This is Twit.
As is the case for the news of the 12th zero day so far this year, we know what that is without any additional description. Last week, Chrome's emergency zero day update, that is to say last week when we talked about it, left us at 93.0.45.77.82, but that one didn't last long. Last Friday, Chrome was updated to 94.0.46.06.61 with a fix for a single high priority update for, yes, yet another zero day that Google says, thus zero day, they are aware of being exploited in the wild. Now, one thing we're going to be hearing a lot about this week, because boy, are they becoming prolific, and that's Google's so-called tag team, their threat analysis group. They're responsible for this one. They found it in their own product. It's being tracked as CVE-2021-37973. It's a use after free, which we know means that some way was found to access memory after the garbage collector had released some memory back to the system, believing that it was no longer necessary. There are languages where you explicitly, you the programmer, explicitly asks for and receives an allocation of memory from the operating system. There are languages where memory is allocated statically, so your program just always has it, typically within its own memory space. And then there are so-called automatic languages where you just start to use some memory and something underneath says, oh, and like quickly creates some memory to hold your use. And the idea is that it's supposed to figure out when you're no longer going to use that anymore, because it's depending upon what you're doing, how long this program is going to be running, the system can't just keep automatically allocating memory every time it sees that you're about to need it without it also on the back end figuring out, okay, he's done with this now, I can let it go. And there are many instances where, like, if memory is allocated inside of a subroutine, when you exit the subroutine, the presumption is, okay, you know, anything you had allocated while in the subroutine should not be accessible outside the subroutine due to what's known as scoping in languages. So as soon as you go out of scope, then the operating system could say, okay, he's done with this, and let it go. Anyway, it is complicated. It's another one of those things that is a great convenience for the programmer, and it comes at some cost to the system of providing that convenience. And it can be a little error prone. So we keep seeing these use after free, which means that after the memory was freed, there was still some means for a malicious programmer to get access to that memory. And who knows? I mean, the memory could be reused by the operating system, and so they'd have access to some memory that was now in use by another process. And that's a big no-no, because that breaks inter-process isolation. So, you know, the problem is we keep finding these, yet we keep writing new code that introduces new problems. So We're the hamster on the little wheel that is never ending. Anyway, the Google tag team found the problem. They had discovered and reported the flaw to the Chromium people, and it turns out, you know, they found it because a bad guy had found it already and was actually exploiting what I just described, tricky as that is, found a way to exploit it in the wild for their, you know, nefarious purposes. So, quick push out a new version of Chrome. One more use after free problem is now gone. Let's hope we don't see any more soon. and you know, Google doesn't give us any more information about this because they want everybody to update before they talk about it. That means that it ends up becoming sort of historical interest only. And then does anyone care anymore? No. So they're probably never going to tell us. And again, no one will care. But for those keeping score at home, this brings a total year-to-date zero-day tally for Chromium to 12. So since we're still in month 9 until next podcast, you know, and again, I give Google serious props for being as responsive as they are. We're going to be talking about in fact, this podcast is named after a real mess that Microsoft has known about for some time. And as the case with the proxy logon Microsoft Exchange problems and the printer nightmare problems, where they've known for 3 months or 9 months respectively and did nothing about it, Google jumps on this stuff and gets them fixed in a matter of days. So, you know, I'm glad that so many browsers have decided to go the Chromium route, and especially Microsoft's browser. What was interesting was that the flaw appeared. Remember, I talked about how they keep writing new code? Well, this is in new code. It was in the so-called Portals API. And I thought, what's the Portals API? Turns out it's a new web page navigation system that enables the user's current web page to show another page as an inset thumbnail. And then upon some action, maybe you click on it or you move your mouse over it or who knows what, it performs a seamless transition of that little thumbnail to become the next page by smoothly zooming the thumbnail to full size to replace its parent page and to become the new top-level document. And I have to say that there's a bunch of examples. If you go to web.dev/hands-on-portals. So https://web.dev/hands-on-portals. You'll see some examples of this. And it's kind of slick, since it's the sort of effect that we're used to seeing on fancy OS platform UIs. And once it catches on, I'm sure we're going to be seeing it all over the place, you know, often. And maybe more than we want to, since it is a bit cutesy-poo. But, you know, as I was looking at it, thinking, okay, here's another, you know, bit of eyewash for us. It's just going to make GRC look even more Stone Age than it already is. But that's okay, too. Once I get caught up with SpinRite, probably after 7.2, where we'll have operation on BIOS and UEFI and native support for all drive technologies, I might go for a change of pace and spend a little time on the website. Maybe. I have a feeling, though, that given what the weird timing anomalies that we've detected with SSD reading, that's going to be too much for me to resist, and I might just switch over to work on SpinRite 8.